A volunteer for Young Kim, the Republican candidate for California's 39th congressional district, is just back from knocking on doors, and he has some good news for her.
What kind of reception was did you get when you were outside?
Like, half of them were home, but then the people who were home were either supporting you or were undecided.
I see.
And the undecided ones were leaning towards you more than Gil
Cisneros. That sounds good. Yeah.
Kim's field office here in Roland Heights sits in a strip mall, nestled between the Taipei Cafe and a Chinese loan broker. Today, almost all the volunteers calling potential voters are Asian American. Kim says she's long been aware of the potential voting power of this ethnic voting bloc.
For too long, the Asian American community has been perceived as a community that doesn't get involved in the political process. They are hungry for political representation.
Kim is a Korean immigrant who worked and raised her family in Orange County. She ran a small business, served a term in the state assembly, then worked as a staffer for Republican Congressman Ed Royce for 2 decades. He's decided to step down from his seat and has given Kim his endorsement.
When I talk about my story as an immigrant, just like most of them, they connect with me immediately. I think these are the messages. Immigrant coming to the United States, working hard, realizing the American dream. These are the messages that resonate very well in this very diverse 39th district.
Kim's hoping this message will even garner her votes from Asian American Democrats. Experts say that's not far-fetched. In 3 Orange County congressional districts, Asian Americans supported Hillary Clinton for president but voted to keep the Republican incumbents in place. That's according to Sarah Sadwani, a voting analyst at USC, who looked at voting patterns during the 2016 presidential election based on surname data.
Well, it says that partisan attachments are not well formed for Asian Americans.
Sadwani says identity politics matters to this group, and she points out that 1 in 3 are independent voters.
We're talking about a third of Asian Americans who are not identified with any one party and on the same ballot might be willing to support both a Democrat and a Republican. It also suggests that the role that an incumbent plays might be very powerful.
That's good news for Orange County Republicans fighting to hold on to Congress as Democrats attempt a blue wave takeover in November. Typically, Orange County Asian American voters have leaned Republican. And both Republicans and Democrats know if they want to win here, they need this voting bloc. They make up roughly 15% of voters, but that number is expected to grow significantly. Sylvia Kim is the Orange County Regional Director with Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
What we really see is that there's been very massive and rapid demographic shifts.
She points out that between 2000 and 2010, Orange County's Asian American population grew by 41%, while the rest of the population grew by only 6%. But historically, Asian Americans haven't been as politically active as other groups in Orange County.
And so in terms of civic engagement, the potential of this population is still yet to be seen. And a lot of the community members are still naturalizing, registering to vote, have not quite become the force that is seen by demographic numbers.
But of course, it must be noted that Asian Americans don't vote as one monolithic group. Sylvia Kim points out that how and whether a person votes might depend on what country they come from, what generation they are, and how proficient their English is.
You know, a refugee from Cambodia, for them to get to the point of being civically engaged will take a longer journey just because they're, you know, they've survived, you know, a kind of genocidal regime. They have inherent mistrust. That might be very different from a fourth generation Japanese American that, you know, speaks English perfectly, has grown up in Orange County, has been activated because, you know, their grandparents were interned.
Reaching Asian Americans in Orange County often means connecting with voters with limited English. Young Kim, the Republican candidate for the 39th, understands that.
We have volunteers who speak different languages, so we can reach out to very diverse voting bloc, Koreans, Vietnamese, Chinese, Taiwanese. We knock on their doors, we call on them, again, in the native language that they're very familiar with.
And here's what she talks about. Young Kim says many are small business owners who care about taxes and maintaining a climate that's hospitable to business. They care about their kids getting a good education, and as immigrants, they care about international relations. Democrats are working hard to reach the same voters with a different message. Harley Ruda is the Democrat hoping to unseat incumbent Representative Dana Rohrabacher in coastal Orange County. Ruda's priority is courting the large Vietnamese community in his district, who he says has been long underserved. He says human rights and health care are among their top issues. Ruda also believes the midterm election in November will be a referendum on the president.
Some of these minority groups who may not have been engaged in the political process in the past see what's going on under the Trump administration, that minorities are being pitted in some ways against each other. And that if, you know, there's an old adage, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu.
So will we see an uptick here in Asian American voting in the November election? Sylvia Kim with Asian Americans Advancing Justice reminds us that although we won't see their voting potential for some time,
I would say that there's definitely going to be an increase. The younger generations that are growing up in this county are a lot more civically engaged and politically activated. They're doing a lot of mobilization. And I think that the current political climate has really kind of ignited a lot of passion for being civically engaged.
And that's especially true on the Democratic side. So even if Orange County doesn't turn blue this November, Democrats won't be giving up here anytime soon. For KCRW, I'm Jenny Hamill.